doctors trust. Nexium 24-hour. May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More now on that House Republican tax plan. Again, it's just being unveiled at this hour on Capitol Hill. A fact sheet says it will cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20% while reducing some individual tax rates. Also, an increase in the standard deduction for individuals and families. 401k retirement plans appear to be unchanged, and the tax rate for the wealthiest bracket of Americans remains the same. We'll have more on the Republican tax plan as it becomes available here on USA Radio News. President Trump heading off on an Asian trip this weekend. Japan already has big security measures in place.
Among the 10,000 officers who will be mobilized for the president's visit is an all-female unit whose job it'll be to protect First Lady Melania Trump.
That's correspondent Bill Zimfer reporting. The president's expected to name his nominee for the Federal Reserve chairman today to succeed Janet Yellen. It's believed he's going to choose Fed Governor Jerome Powell. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Users of TripAdvisor are accusing the travel booking website of improperly deleting posts that tell their stories of being raped and assaulted while traveling. At least three women reported being raped or sexually assaulted at the same resort in Mexico, TripAdvisor removing the posts of all three women. Critics say taking down reviews that include accounts of assault and rape expose other travelers to risk. TripAdvisor giving people several explanations for why they deleted the posts, from violations of the site's family-friendly policy to accusations of hearsay. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers did not take the Fall Classic. The Astros celebrating their first ever World Series title. And they say when it rains, it pours, and that certainly is true for one of the members of the Dodgers.
The home of Yasiel Puig got robbed last night, just minutes after losing Game 7 of the World Series to the Houston Astros at Dodger Stadium. There are reports that say the burglar smashed a back window of the L.A. area home and set off an alarm. The robber reportedly got away with some jewelry, but nowhere near the amount of jewelry that was stolen from the home back in May when burglars took $500,000 worth of stuff. TMZ says Puig ended his heartbreaking night talking to the cops.
That's Jason Campidonia reporting. And today is the Day of the Dead in Mexico, a time when loved ones who've moved on to the afterlife are celebrated and remembered. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I'm not kidding. I've got a bunch of stories about crazy college professors that are saying that math and science are actually racist. I mean, it's really absurd type stuff, and maybe we'll get to it later on in the program. And I had a kind of chuckle at this because we often talk about education here on the program, or lack thereof, as far as the nation is concerned, and how kids graduate from high school and they can't balance checkbook. They don't understand interest. They don't understand how a mortgage works. Nothing. Life skills that they should have, they have, well, not a clue about. Move on to college. And let's be honest, pretty much the same thing. Basic life skills people don't have. I'm going to talk a little bit about financial literacy to start off the program. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. As always, we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beatdown. All right, so I'm going to ask everybody a question. You have $100 in a savings account, and the interest rate is 2% a year. After 5 years, I'm going to ask you how much. I should do higher math. How much do you think you would have in the account if you left the money to grow? More than 102? Exactly 102? Or less than 102? Only one-third of Americans older than 50 can answer that question. That's bizarre. And this is a measure of what we like to call financial literacy. It's not a measure of financial comprehension, which leads to financial behavior. Wall Street Journal put together a series of questions, which I found kind of fascinating, that I would like to share with you. One of them goes something like this. A surgeon perfects her surgeries and increases her rate of success as she performs surgeries more often. Likewise, an investor perfects his trading and increases his rate of success as he trades more often. True or false? The answer is false. That's not true. You can't make that analogy between a trader and a surgeon. But again, most people think that that's the case. And it's question after question, story after story here of various different examples where people just don't get it. And they try to apply certain things. And a lot of it is the sales tactics, too. And when they're promoting mutual funds, they talk about 5-star and 4-star and 3-star. We've discussed great studies that have been done by guys like Terrence Odine that have looked at people's accounts and found that people are way more, not even close, more apt to sell future winners than they are losers. When a lot of 401k companies opened up the 401k plans to more active trading. Now, mind you, these 401k plans don't have stocks in them, usually mutual funds. People going into their 401ks and actually trying to time markets with mutual funds. And they fail again and again and again. We try to get across to people here on the program that there's just simple rules out there to investing. And if you follow them over time, you will be successful. I don't claim by any stretch of the imagination to be some sort of guru. I'm not. And believe me, that comes to many people's dismay. A lot of people listen to this program, and over the course of the weekend, countless people calling up, going to our website, requesting consultations, requesting our financial planning kits, our account repair kits, all the great stuff that we have. And we work our tails off in the early parts of the following week, getting in contact with people, trying to help them out with the various different problems that they have. And to this day, I mean, I can hear people's disappointment often. It's almost like they listen to this program, and I don't know where they're getting this from. They think that I am magic, and I'm not. I was reading an article about Arnold Schwarzenegger this past week and doing an interview. I think it was Men's Health or something. He was talking about how there's no substitute for hard work and everybody's looking for a way around it. You know, Warren Buffett recently did an article, same exact thing. There's no such thing as shortcuts. Week in, week out here on this program, we remind you that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. There's no substitutes. There's no replacement for that. So if you're contacting us and your portfolio is down by 50%, and this is a question that I ask people. I ask kids this when I give speeches to kids. I'm talking kids, talking high school kids. I said, you've lost 50% of your money. What do you have to, what percent on return do you have to get back to where you were? And most people are like, 50%. And I'm like, no, 100%. You lost 50%. You need to see 100%. And again, everybody wants it back quickly. They want to get it back right away. Back during the whole, back when there was a lot of penny stock brokerage firms out there, they were a lot more prevalent, the Stratton Oakmonts of the world, all that jazz. We would help out investors who were ripped off by those guys. Same thing happened after the dot-coms. People that lost serious sums of money. And again, oftentimes completely frustrated with us when we're telling them that this is going to take years. It's not going to take months. It's going to take years to build this back. And many of them didn't want to take years. They said, you know what? I'm going to try something else. And like a degenerate gambler would, they try to trade their way? In essence, gamble their way back to where they were. These are things that you cannot do, people. One of the most important things that one can take away is understanding history, what we try to get across to people. Understanding all of the history of the markets, what the markets have shown over the years, letting history be a guide. Now, granted, new things pop up from time to time, but history has a tendency to rhyme, and you can make conclusions and parallels to things that have happened in the past. Not everything, but many things, yes. And if you were just to study the overall stock market over an extended period of time, you're going to take a look at what has made up the bulk of stock market returns. And you're going to be shocked because it's dividends. Dividends. Dividend growth, reinvesting dividends over time has really what made the market tick. This past week we had, October 19th, right? October 19th is the anniversary, the 1987 stock market crash. We're going to actually talk a little bit about that. I'm going to show everyone some pretty fascinating numbers when it comes to what you could have done and what you could have made going back over that period of time in various different asset classes and what they have shown. Compounding is the royal road to riches. And it's something that you need to look for. You need to look for the best and the safest yields out there, and you need to stick with them because it works. One of the other rules of our road is to invest like a wealthy individual. Wealthy individuals are already wealthy. They're not looking to get wealthy. They don't let fads and trends take them off course. I've mentioned this here on the program. It's worth mentioning again. One of the worst times in our business, we kind of pride ourselves, and again, you know, pride can be your downfall. But this, and to me, this is something that, you know, we're proud of. We're proud of our client retention rate. We're proud of, you know, how long we keep our clients and how they are willing to work with us and stay with us because of the performance and the service that we provide. It's second to none at Markowski Investments. But I'm here to tell you, it wasn't always the case. Yeah, during the late 1990s, We lost a lot of clients. Lost a lot of clients because we weren't willing to bend. I wasn't willing to kind of alter my moral compass. That's another topic that's going to come up on today's program, a moral compass. We weren't willing to deviate to what we knew was right. Many of our clients, no, they wanted to sell all their high-quality stuff, their dividend-paying stuff, and they wanted to go all in on the dot-coms. And we wouldn't have it. We wouldn't do it at our firm. I said, okay, well, then you're going to have to go do this elsewhere. And these people lost a fortune. I mean, I tried. It wasn't like I tried to have them listen to us. I did. Many of them came back where we had to rebuild their portfolios. Many of them were just too embarrassed. But there is, people, you got to understand, there is a right way and a wrong way to doing things. There are certain laws of the universe that are applicable. And when we get into ripoffs and scams a little bit later on in the program, we'll talk about the guys that try to tell you otherwise, that they have some sort of magic formula, an elixir. Don't believe them. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about compounding when we get back. And yes, I'm going to make it a little bit more exciting. We're not going to go over the actual formula. My brother Matthew knows it because he's a mathematics major. Don't ask me. It's all like Goodwill Hunting blackboard stuff to me. Way too many symbols and stuff there. Just don't get it. But anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com is our site. Get there. Take advantage of everything we have. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, our white paper on the retirement crisis. That's here. It's here. You know, you're not hearing about it because they don't want to tell you about it, but it's here. Pensions are blowing up everywhere. Get that along with all the other great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com and our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet. New York City's Design Week was October 14th through the 22nd. What better time to take inspiration and refresh your home? Whether you're working on a full-scale renovation or just making a few tweaks to your space, there are many small changes you can implement that will make a big difference in your home. Delta Faucet asked designer Nate Berkus to help give you some ideas to change your space.
The truth is there's absolutely no shortage of inspiration in today's interconnected world. So hop on Pinterest or your Instagram feed for great design ideas every single day. or pick things up when you're traveling to bring back with you for your home. They'll make great conversation pieces when you have people over and will add tons of personality into your space. And finally, don't be afraid to break the rules. Some of the best interiors are the ones where people took risks, and if you love something, you'll find a way to live with it.
For more information, visit DeltaFaucet.com and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram for even more design inspiration.
Go ahead, man.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Why not? We'll go back 30 years. It's a good benchmark, right? October 19th, 1987, big stock market crash. We'll use that as a good starting point. If you had bought an S&P 500 fund at that point in time and just stuck with it, not listened to all of the naysayers out there, the people that tell you the sky is going to fall and the world is going to end every single time a calamity comes around, you would have seen 2,123% on your money. That is a 10.9% return per year. Now, believe it or not, some people, I'll tell them 10.9% a year, and they're like, that's not that much. Really, it's not that much, huh? And again, you can compare that return to other indexes. I know a lot of the other talkers out there tell you got to buy gold. Yeah, if you bought gold back at that same period of time, you would have seen 166%, which is 3.3% a year. Compounding is the royal road to riches. So you know what? Why not play with this a little bit? Why not have a little fun here today on the program? Let's just say you started out 1987. You said, you know what? I'm going to put $1,000 away a year. And I'm just going to put it in S&P index fund. That's just one way of doing things without thinking about it. Okay, so you're putting in an additional $1,000 every single year for 30 years. You're taking a look. And you know what? We'll just go with the 10.9% return rate. Okay, now we'll calculate this over a period of time. Let's pay close attention here. You started out with 1,000, you added 30. $31,000 got you that you didn't put in all at once. You put in little by little over a 30-year period of time. You now have $238,000 and change. Not bad, huh? Not bad. Now, what if you were really prudent? Let's think about things this way. What about you were really prudent and you said to yourself, you know what? What is the 401k, let's say, on average? Because obviously they've raised it over the years. They've raised the 401k limit over the years. So, we'll give it $12,000. Okay? You started out, you put $12,000 in your 401k, and without any match from your boss, you decided to max out your 401k plan. $12,000 a year. Oh my Lord. You have almost $2.9 million in 30 years. Yeah. I mean, these are the things that you can have for yourself. This is what's possible. It's time. So, you know, people saying out there, I don't have time. I can't do it. It's not possible. It is. It is. You can't save $1,000 a year? Baloney. Okay? You'll go out and spend $600-$700 on a new phone. People, I know better. I've been doing this long enough. And I've explained here on the program the countless occasions that I've had, and I've run into people asking for me to help them out with their retirement. And again, it's a facade. They certainly look wealthy with the stuff that they have. Certainly look wealthy, but they don't have anything. Nothing saved, nothing put away. They have a lot of stuff that's depreciating. Let me tell you something. Your boat is not a retirement plan. Talk about a depreciating asset. Your car is not a retirement plan. And let me tell you something. Your house isn't either. People think that, oh yeah, their house is a retirement. Your house is a 30-year installment plan purchase. That's what it is. Because you sell it for more than what you bought it. You don't factor in the interest that you pay. Now, factoring in the property taxes and the upkeep and everything else that goes along with that. You're not. Nothing is going to substitute for saving, which means hard work. Nothing. There's no way around it. You know, we're really happy to see right now, we're seeing it happen all over the country, more and more businesses out there now matching in 401ks. The last time I looked at this, this was, had to be 7-8 years ago. I can't remember exactly. There was a study that was done. I found fascinating. The billions with a B. The billions and billions of dollars that American workers leave on the table every single year. What I mean by leaving on the table is that their bosses say, hey, if you save some money in your 401k, we'll match it. And they still don't do it. That's basically like taking money and flushing it down the toilet. So, I mean, one of our little liners and promos here on the program is we believe in math, not magic. Well, my calculator is pretty magical, is it not? Except it's math. It looks like magic. Does it not? We take $12,000, we add $12,000 a year for 30 years, and we've got almost $3 million. Pow! Magic! Except it's not. So yes. Einstein and Ben Franklin and all those people, those pretty wise people that talked about compounding interest and how important it is. Einstein went as far as saying it was the man's greatest invention. Not making it up. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're not just putting higher octane fuel in an old clunker of a tax car. We propose to drive a newer tax car that can compete and win.
That was Republican Kevin Brady, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman. As the GOP rolls out their new tax plan, House Speaker Paul Ryan says under the new Republican tax plan, a typical family of four will save about $1,200 per year. Newly declassified information is out regarding the Osama bin Laden raid. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has a story.
An online rundown of the files includes a 228-page personal journal from the terrorist leader. He also had several video games, from the RPG classic Final Fantasy VII to a number of animated films like Cars and Ants, which might have been there for young kids who were also living in that compound. Navy SEALs killed bin Laden when they raided it in May of 2011.
My name is Tim Berg. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
It's a wonderful product. I mean, it's an absolute wonderful product. I'm so grateful that I heard about it.
Yeah.
And at first I didn't take, you know, I didn't take it faithfully. I'd forget. And then I'd say about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I really started taking it right. And what a difference.
What are you waiting for?
Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, a lot of 90s hip-hop today here on the program. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. Okay, all right. Again, I'll just present you the facts. You can decide whether or not you're going to put your hands over your ears and go, la, 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 Markowski keeps talking and I don't want to listen. I'm telling you right now, there has been thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people over the years that have done that very thing. There's that Markowski. La, 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 la. He keeps warning us and talking to us, but we're not going to listen. What do you think happened to them? Got a chart here that shows your personal share of your state's underfunded pension. Oh, man. If you live in Jersey, yep, New Jersey, you owe, if you want to make, if everybody in New Jersey said, you know what, we're going to make our state pension program whole. We're going to make it fully funded. every person in that state would have to come up with $27,293. In Connecticut, $22,700. Even ones that are doing a little bit better off, Florida. Every person in the state of Florida would still have to come up with $2,000 to make their pension fund whole. Do you see that happening anytime soon? Oh, they'll keep the scam going as long as they possibly can, and they'll borrow more money in some of these states. But do you really see that going on forever? No. And again, these are state pensions. This is happening with unions as well. So again, Markowski is talking. You can either listen or choose not to. This is a show that is geared toward people that want to take that step and become personally responsible. Personal responsibility. You want it when? I, for one, I'm not going to rely upon the government. I'm not going to rely upon a pension. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to make sure that my family is taken care of all by my lonesome. Because I knew, and we've been talking about this here on the program for almost 20 years of this show and even decades past in regards to Markowski Investments, that these things were going to blow up. Again, they are not mathematically correct. Whereas my compounding calculator works, their math does not. And there's no way around bad math. Unless, of course, you just throw more money at the problem. The problem is where are you going to come up with that money? Where? How high are you going to be able to tax people? It's just about tapped out now. Right? Just about tapped out. Nowhere to go. Oh, you're going to try to get that from one percenters? Listen, won't even come close. It's your reality, people. You can either choose to listen or choose not to. Another story here, and it's about mortality. And they're talking about how, well, our mortality rate is going in the wrong direction. And we've discussed this here on the program. Much of that has to do with younger people dying due to opiate overdoses all over the country. Last year, estimated 63,000 plus, and that most certainly has hurt the numbers. The reality is that people who, once they make it to 65, they got a pretty darn good chance of making it to 85. Some of the problems that they're seeing, though, is that people aren't particularly healthy over that stretch. We did pioneer. Putting together health insurance plans, health savings accounts, coupled with high deductible insurance for our clients. Again, we were told that we were stupid and dumb and nuts because, oh, you're not going to make any money doing that. No, but it's the right thing for our clients, and that's what we do. We're financial planners. Yeah, we kind of pioneered that over the years in focusing on health and the expense of healthcare throughout life. Here's a bit of a reality to everyone out there. We have a serious obesity problem here in this country. We have a serious obesity problem in this country, which is not translating very well to people in their older ages. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here on What's Important. Given the choice of all the countries of the world, I'll stay put, right here in our union of states. No matter what our differences, we somehow come back together when we need to, when it matters. Is it by God's design? I believe so. Yes, our country, our lives are a gift to us, something to behold, to embrace, and to hold dear. That's how we keep it so. I often hear the question, isn't anything sacred anymore? Fear and anxiety drive such dissent. Understandable, I know. But my answer is still unequivocally yes. Know this, though. That's not how I see our culture right now. It's way more personal than that to me. I cherish so much in life. Indeed, I cherish life itself. Thank God we have the freedoms of differing opinions and the grace to be as one when fate calls upon us. Come join me at themikehewittshow.com.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite .com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They are not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have to say one of the more rewarding things that I've done in my life, and again, it goes hand in hand with my career here and helping people out with their finances and going out there and reaching those goals and dreams, has been my experience coaching kids over the years. And you know, stay in contact with these kids. I get emails and Facebook messages and whatnot, and his kids is the coach, man, I hated you at first. I didn't understand, blah, blah, blah. And I understand that you were right. Now, when I coach, they're going to call me a hard ass. I don't think that's right. I am very, very tough. I'm very tough. I try to use the philosophy, the old poop sandwich philosophy when it comes to coaching. You give a compliment, then you tell what you did wrong, then you give another compliment. But I'm very intolerant of people that don't work hard, that are not giving their full effort and reaching their potential. One of the things, I'm a pretty good judge of people's potential and what they're capable of doing. And my job as a coach is to make sure that people get there. And it's the same thing that we do at Markowski Investments. More or less, we're coaches more than anything else. And coaching involves tough love. You have to love your players, care about your players. And your job is to make them perform at their best. And this is just sports. The things that we're teaching them is applicable throughout life. When I bring up this topic, and again, this is a tough topic to broach. I'm telling you right now, 99.999% of financial advisors would never even talk about this. Obesity. The number one reason people are in assisted living facilities is because they cannot do a body weight squat. They can't. And the costs involved with healthcare later on in life are extraordinary. People, you want to see all of your the money that you save, the money that you put away, go away very, very quickly? Do not maintain your health. Don't take care of yourself, and you'll see it gone but quick. That's why we are constantly, constantly on the people that we care about, which is our clients, the people that we love, that, you know what, it is important. Important. And again, listen, people get out of shape. I understand. And I'm also here to tell you that there's no quick fixes to getting yourself back in shape. It's just little things that you have to do every single day to change that. Because people, I'm watching this. I look at the numbers. I see where the money is going. And oftentimes, this is just preventable stuff. This is all, it's a matter of you. Is it worthwhile for you to get up? Let me ask a question. Worthwhile for you to get up a half an hour earlier every day? A half an hour earlier every day and go for a walk or do some push-ups or do something. Is it worth? It's stuff that you're doing every day. Don't take the escalator. Take the stairs. Little things here and there that will save you tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mark my words. Please, I do this for a living. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We've got some ripoffs and scams when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Got this in pocket.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh, what a great song! You get that? You just all of a sudden You hear a song, and it's just a bloody awesome song that you haven't heard in a long time. And you're like, okay, I'm going to be listening to that again later. It happens to me because I'm in this business, and we have the greatest bumper music ever. Monday through the weekend. The greatest, and I'm like, oof, got to write that down. Got to make sure I listen to that one later. But anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Quite a few questions in regards to these Bitcoin and these other things called initial coin offerings. Okay. I'm going to explain this the same way I explained Enron, the same way I explained the dot-coms, the same way I explained every other scam out there that I thought of. I remember the other one there, the Iraqi dinar scam. Oh, yeah, even some of the scams coming out of Nigeria. People want to believe stuff. They want to believe that there is a shortcut, that there is a way around. Hey, and you're not getting any argument from me. Some people make out okay in some of these scams and ripoffs. Some do. Most don't. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Let me explain kind of trade to everyone. There was, I don't know if you remember this. This was back, I think it'd be early 1990s if I'm not mistaken. Do you remember Beanie Babies? Remember the Beanie Baby craze? These little stuffed animal things, these Beanie Babies. If you don't believe me, look it up. There's a book. There actually was a book out there, a Beanie Baby investment book that actually put prices on the various different Beanie Babies and what they were worth and different ways you can invest in Beanie Babies. Not making this up, this actually happened. Even before then, there was, remember, Cabbage Patch Kids. That was another scam. Something is worth what someone is willing to pay for it at that point in time. But the reality is that everything has an intrinsic value to it. Meaning that it can trade above its intrinsic value. Like that Beanie Baby had an intrinsic value. It was felt and stuffing. That was its intrinsic value. But people were willing to pay thousands of dollars for that felt and stuffing until they weren't anymore. And then what happened was the Beanie Baby went back to its intrinsic value, which was basically nothing. So, have at it. Have fun. Think that this is the next greatest thing out there, that you have found some magical way where you too could be on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. No thanks. No thanks. Just as much as we've steered our clients clear of every other ripoff and scam over the past few decades, we're going to do the same with this. And oh, I know you can send me emails. Whoa, Chris, if I got Bitcoin at this price, look at what I'd be able to do with it now. Okay. Okay, fine. See how it all works out for you. Anyway, jeez. This is Train Babcock Advisors. This is a fuddy-duddy Manhattan registered investment advisor to super rich people. Yeah, they just got nailed for securities fraud for stealing $9 million from a charitable foundation. Again, $9 million from a charitable foundation. You don't think people have come to us and wanted to, you know, just the interviewing financial advisors have come to us and decided not to go with us and gone with companies like Train Babcock Advisors? Sure. And the reasoning is that we don't offer the services that they do. And what they mean by services is that we don't kiss people's buttocks. Do I sound like somebody that's going to kiss someone's buttocks? No. We're not going to gas up your boat on the weekend. I'm not going to bail your kid out of jail when they get in trouble. Just not going to happen. That's not Markowski Investment. Nor am I going to take you out to dinner four times a year. Just not going to do it. I'm busy. I got kids. I got practice I got to go to. I'm sorry. So you can go to Train Babcock, where they'll take you out to dinner and maybe bring you to a Yankee game or two, and then you can have them do unauthorized trades in your account as well and take your money. Hey, you decide. Was it worth it? Was it worth it? Were the dinners worth that? So many other firms, same thing. I get a kick out of it. I mean, people kind of laugh. You know, they're like, well, you gotta work hard to go get that account. Why? Our performance speaks for itself. What am I going to do? I mean, I'm not going to change who we are and what we do. We get that. Well, why don't you hire people that they can cater to these people and do what they want? That's not what I do. That's not what we do at Markowski Investments. We're not in that business. I'm not in the entertainment business. I've got other things to do with my time. I'm up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. I have to talk to my clients. I've got people all over the country. I'm busy. You're up partying with your advisor all the time. My God, what in God's creation is he doing? We're certainly not paying attention to your money and your financial plan. That's just dumb. Anyway, I got another one here. Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo in trouble. Again, four of their investment bankers fired, fraudulent sales practices. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. It's becoming kind of the norm over there at Wells Fargo, is it not? Anyway, get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. And yes, if you work with one of these crappy investment advisors, account repair kits as well. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Not just putting higher octane fuel in an old clunker of a tax car. We propose to drive a newer tax car that can compete and win.
That was Republican Kevin Brady, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman. As the GOP rolls out their new tax plan, House Speaker Paul Ryan says under the new Republican tax plan, a typical family of four will save about $1,200 per year. Newly declassified information is out regarding the Osama bin Laden raid. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has a story.
An online rundown of the files includes a 228-page personal journal from the terrorist leader. He also had several video games, from the RPG classic Final Fantasy VII to a number of animated films like Cars and Ants, which might have been there for young kids who were also living in that compound. Navy SEALs killed bin Laden when they raided it in May of 2011.
My name is Tim Berg. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Following multiple Senate votes confirming President Trump's judicial nominees, Senator David Perdue said Congress needs to address the national debt.
According to the General Accountability Office, today, and also in every single year, this federal government wastes hundreds of billions of dollars. We are overspending about $700 billion a year, they've identified.
Perdue also talked about what needs to be done to address the issue.
We can't cut our way out of this problem, and we can't just simply grow our way out. It's going to take a multifaceted approach.
California's new 12 cents per gallon gas tax is now in effect. Although some drivers knew it was coming, they were still surprised at the difference they paid at the pump.
It definitely feels like I'm so